This is Faith for Today. William Arnett said, "The character of a people gives shape to their proverbs, and the proverbs go to mold the character of the people who use them." Proverbs are as ancient as the history of man. Through them, truth has been conveyed to each succeeding generation. They form an important part of our life and language. At the beginning of his book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote, "The fear of the Lord is a beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." When he wrote of the fear of the Lord, he was not thinking of dread nor terror, but rather of a reverential confidence in God. All true knowledge rests upon an implicit trust in the Lord and a sincere love for the Savior. Men of science have accumulated a staggering fund of knowledge. The vastness of the universe is daily being explored as men reach farther and farther into space. Others are delving deeply into the cause and nature of life. The Christian may not have the knowledge of God's works in nature that the scientist has, but he has a more important knowledge. He knows the one who put the heavenly bodies in their place and who maintains them there. He also knows the one who is the source of life and who will impart divine life to those who will receive it through faith in the Savior. The man whose knowledge begins and ends with matter and its laws has got a superstructure without a foundation. The knowledge of God and of Christ is the foundation upon which all man's intellectual attainments must rest if he is to experience true blessing in this life and in that which is to come. This has been Don Moffett with Faith for Today, produced by Today Ministries Incorporated, and heard each day on this station at this same time. You may have a free copy of this program by writing to this station or to Faith for Today, Box 4040, Station D, Hamilton, Canada. Ask for program 75-2. May God bless you with Faith for Today.